ABC Radio Australia.
International air travel may be at a near standstill in many parts of the world, leaving the Pacific Islands even more remote than usual. But in a twist of irony, the new normal has actually brought about a new partnership between the Oceania Football Confederation and the FA, the English Football Association. Prior to COVID-19, it is unlikely that the two FA's leading teachers would have made the long and expensive trip to pass their knowledge into the Pacific. But doing the job via the internet in the midst of a pandemic has proven a hit. And as Richard Hewitt reports, it's a model that could set a precedent for the way football in the Pacific is run in the future.
Enjoy the coaching course today. Have a great time and please give us some feedback so we can continue to work with you and develop. The words of FA Chairman Greg Clark at the opening of a series of webinars focused on mentor development and presented by the FA's Head of Grassroots Delivery, Les Howie, and Coach Mentor Officer, Steve Smithies. In attendance in cyberspace were delegates from Fiji, Solomon Islands, and from Tonga, Palu Atahi Tuamheloa. The project manager for the Grassroots Just Play initiative in her country, she's also head of social responsibility.
This is like a new era for us, having the FA running mentoring session for us. It's like a blessing. At start, we didn't really want to join, so the participants were mostly the volunteers for the Just Play programs and the project manager. But then in the second one, there were the national coaches for Tonga football were interested and willing to involve, so we also include them.
Melissa Palombi is the regional head of social responsibility with OFC, and she says the webinars were tailored just for the Pacific.
The collaboration with the English FA came about because they had resources and sessions that were available. However, we couldn't attend the ones that they were delivering in the UK because of the time difference. So we packaged together the mentorship program for the Pacific and worked with them to select a time in some pilot countries where we could trial a webinar series. And if that went well, then it could be expanded further.
Another of the delegates to attend the webinars was the Just Play project manager from Solomon Islands, Maria Rufina.
I believe a mentor's role is very important here because we have players coming from different backgrounds, from different places. And at times they probably see themselves as lacking in areas back at home. And I think a mentor would be very good to assist this player with whatever issues they're probably facing. And this kind of mentoring is also not done from their homes or from where they came from. So I think it's really important because I see a lot of female players probably due to lack of self-confidence. It'd be really important to have a mentor to guide them through.
We think that this is what we miss out in the region. And having to compare what the FA is having and what we have here in Oceania, there's a gap. So this webinar really, it's an eye-opener for us.
And while the primary role of the webinars is to build mentoring skills within the Pacific football community, Melissa Palombi says there are life lessons to be learnt as well.
This type of course is helping people to understand how they can enhance their leadership skills and lead groups of people more effectively to achieve better results. We look at building the capacity of communities and individuals to support the delivery of activities and to also increase their skills and employability within the Pacific region. So we give them skills within a sporting context that we hope also apply to their life and to their everyday practice.
From Tonga's perspective, Palu Atahi Tuamheloa says the webinars have been beneficial and rewarding. Melissa Palombi says there's been plenty of enthusiasm, and in Solomon Islands, Maria Rufina says they're looking to train up the next generation of mentors.
Definitely, this is already something I have discussed with our team here in Honiara. We'll definitely need to be capacity building other mentors to build a team because just 3 or 6 of us who are currently attending the session is just not enough.
Fiji has 3 locations where they stream the workshop up on the big screen in a central room, and the participants from that geographical area gather together and participate. So as they do the breakout sessions and activities like you would do in a normal workshop, they can do them together as a small group.
Our level of internet connection and having the Zoom in I think we benefit from this. And even though we are not physically face-to-face with the mentors, the level of internet connection really brings us closer and brings us face-to-face with our mentors. And with online sessions, it really works. Even though we are in the main island, but we still have some from the other islands connecting from there.
While the webinars were targeted at coaches and leaders working with male and female players, with the 2023 Women's World Cup being co-hosted by New Zealand, the importance of mentoring young females in particular over the next couple of years can't be underestimated. That's because for the first time ever, a Pacific nation is guaranteed to appear at a senior World Cup final series.
That's our priority at the moment, to be in the 2023 World Cup for women. And strategically, we are on the track. I know it's a long way to go, but it's in our list of priority. I think it's going to be a milestone for us. It will change the perspective of girls and women in the Pacific, but it will have a huge impact in football here in Tonga.
Yes, I hope we can be able to help, and I believe with mentoring our female players, that should probably assist and contribute to having that sort of confidence, and maybe a great opportunity that this could also assist to having our women's national team reaching that level.
I think it's a fantastic opportunity to help promote the game, to help increase engagement of women and girls, and to just generate the excitement within the Pacific about the pride of hosting something like the Women's World Cup. I think across the Pacific in general, there's an enormous amount of potential for women and girls to really break into the game and leave their mark.
The irony is, but for the COVID-19 pandemic, it's unlikely the webinars would ever have happened, because with a focus still on face-to-face learning, Maria Rufina and Palu Atahi Tuamaloa says the cost of bringing the FA trainers to the Pacific and then getting delegates from three countries to one place would have been prohibitive.
That is correct. Probably you can say thanks to the pandemic, we are having this webinar. I'd like to really thank the English FA and OSC for bringing us the webinar and especially bringing it to the Pacific.
The cost of traveling is huge. If the two from FA travel to the Pacific, it's really costly. But at the moment, the only cost that we spend on is the internet connection. So for us, the three countries who are currently joining this program, I would say that we are lucky. If all the 11 countries have the same opportunity as we are at the moment, the benefit, it will impact a lot in the national level.
There are still more webinars in the FA series to come, but the seed has been sown. And in a post-COVID sporting world, it seems inevitable now that digital technology will be used more and more to connect the region's soccer-playing nations to one another and to connect the Pacific to the rest of the soccer world.
And the reporter there was Richard Hewitt.